Job Creators Network, Democrats Don't Know What Women Want, Debate with Socialism on Steroids. By Jerome Hudson on June 27, 2019. The Job Creators Network, one of the country's largest pro-jobs grassroots organizations, tore into the Democrats who took the stage for Wednesday night's presidential debate in pair of press releases. Elizabeth Warren and Bill de Blasio want to take away private health insurance for millions of Americans, many of them small business owners and workers. Such a policy, along with calls last night for high taxes and mass government regulations, would be destructive to small business, job creators and workers, said Alfredo Ortiz, president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Indeed, when asked who among the 10 candidates on stage would abolish their private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan, Warren and de Blasio raised their hands. The Democrats on stage were asked if they would be in favor of completely abolishing their own private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan. Booker. Castro. White check mark, de Blasio. Delaney. Gabbard. Inslee. Klobuchar. Ork. Ryan. White check mark, Warren picked. Twitter.com/DNIKerOneRec. Politico, at Politico, June 27, 2019. Our economy is humming right now, unemployment for women, Hispanics and African Americans is at an all-time low. It is working for the American people, Ortiz said. The policy ideas put forward by Democrats last night are old, outdated and have been tried and failed. They would be a major blow to jobs, small businesses and American workers. Socialism takes, capitalism creates, and what we witnessed last night was socialism on steroids. Meanwhile, Elaine Parker, chief communications officer of the Job Creators Network, contends that the Democratic candidates like Warren prove that they are out of touch when they criticize the Trump economy that an overwhelming majority of Americans say they approve of. Elizabeth Warren has been spending too much time in Washington and not enough time with job creators and their employees, Parker said in a statement. Our economy isn't corrupt. In fact, we're seeing more opportunity than ever, with women leading the charge. Thanks to President Trump's pro-growth policies, it's women, not men, who are opening more small businesses, Parker said. The unemployment rate among women is at an all-time low. Women have an important story to tell when it comes to our economy. And it's a shame Warren and her Democratic colleagues have no interest in hearing it. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.